بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We are continuing discussion from this kitab Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimension of monetary dealings in Islam. The Arabic term Mu'amalat is our financial dealings, and how that can be correct in line with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last time we discussed regarding ill practices in marketplaces, incorrect practices in the marketplaces. The next chapter is in regards to pertinent advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are nasihat, advices, nasaih of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in regards to business dealings, finances, etc. Just a few points before we begin this chapter. The title of the chapter, Pertinent Advices, which you call Nasihat. This is a very great aspect, integral part of our deen, Nasihat, advice, wa'az, bayan. In regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Very important ayat in regards to our iman and being reminded about deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command, وَذَكِّرْ. وَذَكِّرْ is a command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to continue advising, continue giving advices, مُذَاكَرَ تَذْكِيرْ وَذَكِّرْ. فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily, indeed, certainly, dhikra, advice, nasihat, tanfa'u al-mu'mineen, will benefit the believers. So from this ayat, ulama ikram take out many points. When it comes to advice, wa dhikr, continue advising, continue giving advice, because the advice will benefit those that have iman. Sometimes we hear this, that I gave him so much advice, he'll never listen. He's gone as hard as a rock. Sometimes in the family, sometimes a child, sometimes the wife, or the wife say regards to the husband, how much I'm telling him is not listening. And it will not penetrate his heart, it won't go to his mind also. This is in contrast to Quran Sharif's command. Quran Sharif is saying, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it will benefit. You continue doing your effort, and not just only advice, but advice behind that, this fikr, the dhikr, the sadqa, tulaqa salatul hajat, then a person could, otherwise it becomes an ego. That I'm advising, is that listening? She's not listening. But there has to be a cry behind that. So we give advice to the temperament and the mizaj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he gave advice. It wasn't just nasihat, but there was a cry at night. There was an effort in the day. Names were taken in the night. Names were taken in dua also. So and so person, ya Allah give hidayat. Change his heart. Change his way of life. It wasn't just nasihat and advice, there was dua before that. There was sadqa before that also. Then advice was given. And this is a daily, daily effort. And amongst the usools and principles of giving advice, they say, okay, nasihat dena khadim hokar nake makhdum hoke. They say, give advice as a servant of deen, not as an authority. Not as an authority, whether in the home, whether in a masjid, whether out in the path of Allah. They give advice as a khadim, as a servant of deen. I'm in need of this advice myself also. As if I'm in, when we give the advice, it is as if I'm also involved in that vice, that wrongdoing. Therefore, I'm advising myself that I must get involved in it also. So to give the advice in such a way, for this reason, ulama say, when we're giving the advice also, whether it be the family, whether it be the wife, whether it be the children, then you'll see the reaction in the person's face. The reaction in the face more than often is how I'm speaking to him. That's why they say, keep a mirror in front of you. Keep a mirror in front of you and keep the recorder on. And then see how I'm speaking, how I'm advising, the tone that I'm speaking right now. But possibly the person cannot say anything, because he came for some assistance and help, so therefore he has to listen to me. He has to listen to me no matter how I speak to him. But my nasihat right now, my advice is more detrimental than beneficial. Quran says it will benefit, but your nasihat is detrimental maybe to his iman, or maybe to his akhlaq. He's a junior to you and he's coming for advice, now he's learning to give advice from how you giving advice. He's learning to speak like how you are speaking. And your tone is not correct. Therefore ulama say also, that a person who gives advice, thinking that he is superior to the one he's speaking to, for ye nasihat, they are not haram here. If you regard that person to be inferior to you, where I'm speaking to right now, then you are advising him is haram right now. Is to create ego and pride in you. To give nasihat in a manner that I'm inferior to him. Whether a worker of mine, whether my wife, whether children, whether a friend of mine, I'm sitting behind the desk and he's sitting on the opposite side. I have authority in this department right now, but in the court of Allah, in the eyes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm inferior to everyone. So he's coming for advice, so to give him advice in a manner that I'm inferior, he's superior. And then with that in mind, and then the very important point, my dear brothers, they say if a person hasn't heard advice, hasn't sat in the ta'aleem, hasn't heard advice in the correct sources, is he not qualified to give advice also? Somebody came for dini advice right now, is he not qualified to give the advice? He hasn't sat in the halqas of ta'aleem, he hasn't heard advice from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. For this ulama said that the ta'aleem in the masjid after Isha Salah is very important. Absolutely important. Yes, we go out, we'll hear a bayan sometime. We go to a majlis sometime of a sheikh. That's his advice. Now and then he'll quote some ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a certain type of majlis. Then we have the gush bayan also. It's also a certain type of majlis. But the ta'aleem that's taking place after Salatul Isha, our elders say, this is the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are walking past it. When the speaker is reading the kitab, and he says, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the reader, the speaker has become the mouthpiece of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is quoting the direct words that were on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Yes, the translation. But the direct words. So in reality right now, the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is taking place in my local masjid. The desire should come in the heart, I want to listen what my Nabi said in regards to iman, salah, dhikr, Quran, tilawat, striving in the path of Allah. When I will listen to this, now I am qualified to give nasihat and advice. If I haven't heard any advice directly from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam via the ta'aleem kitab, or some ulama ikram, then how is it that I am qualified to give advice? Yes, together with that, Quran is so beautiful, not the alim of deen that heard advice, knows everything. Quran Sharif says also, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. There is an alim of deen, or a senior authority in a certain department of deen, I won't know everything. So Quran says that فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you do not know, then ask those that know. So that person might not know in regards to certain things, but he can advise you. They go to certain person, he's knowledgeable in that field, whether in dunyawi field also, in regards to my dunya, or regards to your dunya, he's knowledgeable. But that alim, or the senior person of authority will advise you. That certain person, he has a know-how in regards to certain dunya things, and he has deen in him. Maybe a doctor, and he has a success story, in the sense that he has deen, and he got his dunya. Go and ask him in regards to your medical problems, or your medical studies. So ask those that are knowledgeable, and they know those in that field that have deen and dunya. Now take advice from him, and come back and make mashwara. So how to give the advice? So whether for the men, whether for the women, first we have to learn how to give the advice. So sometimes the advice is detrimental to myself or to the person listening. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, SubhanAllah. Astaghfirullah.